ready to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check out www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our upcoming 5-day masterclass. We're talking all things how to make money as a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Why now is the best time for you to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, featuring success stories, our coach certification checklist, our Christian coaching personality assessment, and a Q&A day, plus your chance to join us in the original 100 of the one-day Black woman Christian certified life coaching self-study system. www.futureblacklifecoaches.com is the place to be. Hi friends, how are ya? So I'm on live with you guys right now for a brief moment to let you ask me anything. You can ask me questions around what I've been up to. You can ask me about the grants that we've won recently, and how you can apply that to what you do as a coach, aka grants for coaches, grants for Black coaches in particular. You can ask me about becoming a Black woman Christian certified life coach. You can ask me about working for yourself and doing this like for real. Ask away. That's what I'm here for. So I'm sending out an email. But if you're here with me live and you have a question about anything you know me to do, which if you're new here, hey, I'm Dr. AJ Austin, founder of the group you're in right now. It's called Future Black Women Christian Certified Life Coaches. Some of you guys are our certified coaches already. Some of you are our Future Black Life Coaches. Some of you have been certified through other organizations, but you're here because you want community. You want to be connected to people like me who are full of information. You also may have come as one of the people who got a grant to become one of our coaches, got a scholarship. So I wanted to create some space real quick. So if you're here with me live and you have a question for me and you've been dying to know something that you have watched me do, seen me do, witnessed me do, you want to know about, ask away. So this is Ask Dr. AJ. Ask me anything. Q&A with Dr. AJ. You got a few minutes. Type it in. You want to come on camera, let me know. I can see if Facebook will let us. I'm sending out an email to others who may want to come join us here in the group as well. So I'm just saying I'm live at go ahead and type your questions in if you have any. Let me grab my water here. Hold on. Y'all see my messy side stand with all my cough syrups. I've been resting and recouping. Oh, I did that in all caps. Y'all know how your cap lock is on? You ain't even knew it. I just be typing and don't be looking. But do you have any questions for me or do you just want to see me type? Because I'm cute. That's really why I'm on camera. I had an interview. I had two meetings today on screen. So I got up and I permed my hair and I put on makeup. I'm cute. And I was like, somebody going to see me. Let me go do a video on Facebook. Hey, y'all. So whatever questions you got, go ahead and put them in the comments. Talk to me and let me know. Other than that, that's all I'm doing. But I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. So I'm live. Make sure I'm doing that right. Let me send that short and sweet. I like that type of email. Any questions? Y'all talk to me. Do you have questions for me? Do you want to just hang out and look at me? That's fine too, because like I said, I'm cute. I did something to my eyebrows and do have on my favorite eyeshadow that everyone loves. The gold looks great on me. Are you new here? Do you want to be a coach? I'm going to get hot, so I'm going to go ahead and take my sweater off. Strip for y'all real quick on camera. Psych. But whatever question you have, type it. Hurry up. Talk to me. And I might have to bring y'all up on my laptop so I can see you, because sometimes Facebook does not show me comments. But if you have questions, now is the best time to ask. This video may come down. I may share it outside of our group. But you guys have the benefit because you're here in our community. Oh, and I have on my Certified Life Coach t-shirt. If you wonder what I'm wearing under my sweater, I call it my Bill Cosby sweater. That's my Black History Month sweater, honey, y'all. It was in the Black History Month collection at Target. And so it keeps me warm. But I get hot when I get on here with y'all under this light and the heat going, and I get passionate. You know, you start getting, yeah. So let me pull y'all up. I think most of y'all are probably just on here because you're curious. But you can't never say I didn't make myself available to you to ask me anything. So that's what we're doing. Hey, Coach Lillian, I see you on my laptop. I can't see you on my phone for some reason. And I keep clicking on it like something's going to happen. Hey, Francois. Okay. Thank you, Francois. It's not showing me on a regular page. Okay, so let me see. You said, I have often been told that I need to be a coach, and some people consider me their coach. What is a benefit to being certified? Oh, girl. Ooh. So, let's see. Let me think of my favorite benefit of being certified. You know, I love doing what I love, which is certifying coaches. Like, my program is good. Every time I certify a coach, I get to go back through the program with them and see where they are and answer their questions. And I'll be like, man, just wait till our next coach comes. And so we have like 89 coaches right now. We're shooting for 100 really soon. I ain't gonna put no limitations on what God can do. But the benefits is whatever you're looking for. So if you're like some of our coaches, they come, they get certified, they become podcasters to get their message out broader to the world for what they believe as a coach. Some of them have psychology and counseling background, so they add that. All of y'all come from ministry, have served at some capacity. And by the way, y'all, as I'm answering Francois' question, please put more in there. I'm here to answer your questions. That's it. I'm just doing Q&A with Dr. AJ. So put whatever question you got for me in there real quick. Hurry up while Facebook want to act right just a little bit so I can see it. Okay. So Francois, let me put the question back on you. What do you want to do as a coach? Do you have a vision? That's usually what I ask people when I get on the phone with you guys. What is the vision that God gave you for becoming a coach? So talk to me, Francois. Hopefully I'm saying it right. If not, that's how I'm going to say it because it sounds real fancy, okay? So, and thank y'all for talking to me. I love engagement. I'll get on here and talk to myself, but I prefer to talk to y'all. So, and I'm looking this way because that's where I see your questions, but I'm going to come here and respond. Yeah, okay, you have a master's in counseling. So, yeah, you got the listening skills. You got the I want to help people, but you also want to make it outside of your state lines, right? Because we get the counselors that call. One lady was in Texas, and she's like, oh, my gosh, a client I was serving here in Texas just moved out of state. I can no longer help her. Can I get certified through you so my ministry can extend state lines? So, absolutely. Use what you know in that master's. Empowerment and exhortation. I like exhortation, girl. That's church right there now. See, but you're going to have to explain that to most people. You said, I love building and helping people heal. Amen. Oh, girl, healing. Don't get me started on here. I ain't going to be on here with y'all long. But yeah, you're on the right path. You are ordained. Hallelujah. Congratulations. I love building and helping people heal. Okay. Now it's like pushing your comments fast. I can't even read that fast. Okay, trauma and crisis is what intrigues me. Yes. So you're staying in the healing modalities is of like that sandwiches together counseling and coaching, and you have to define the lines. I ain't going to say it's a thin line, but you got to define the lines because some things a counselor can do that a coach can't do. Yeah, but also counseling is, to me, it's very limited and restricting. However, you got to know how to define the lines, if you know what I mean. But also as a coach, you don't want to come in telling people, I heal people. I can heal you of your trauma. I can deliver you from your crisis. We go into all that in our one-day Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System, where you have to define the lines. Because again, y'all come from counseling and psychology background. Me too, girl, me too. But my coach, while I was in school, I wasn't even graduated yet. She was, I don't even know if she had the official title coach, but she would always have to pull me back. Come on back, doc. Come on back. Because I would want to tell people what they were dealing with versus letting them figure it out. She was like, you can't do that. So I would get in trouble for just be like, I just want to move on with the discussion. Let me just tell her what she dealing with. You know. So I get it, girl. I get it. But yes, counseling can feel restricting. Coaching can feel restricting sometimes, so that's why you got to define those lines. Your comments are now disappearing. Facebook is so weird! Let me refresh, see if I can see some more. But y'all talk to me, put some more questions if you have them. Let me make sure I ain't missed nothing if it'll let me. Nah, it's just going in a circle now. Feel the same way, restrictions, trauma and crisis, empowerment. Okay, I think I've seen these. Any other questions? Because, yeah, trauma crisis get deep, but you need to, if I were you, I would define, again, go back to the vision God gave you for becoming a coach, and define those lines, because, you know, if it's, you know, diagnosing people, treating people, sticking with them throughout the treatment plan, quote unquote, you know, really wanted to be on the medical grade side, as far as like having more professionalism, more expertise as a medical profession, that's counseling. Coaching, though, is being able to sit and just question away. Like, I'm asking you questions like, what's the vision God gave you? What did you really want to do? What type of coach? Like, if you just want to question them to life, to healing, that's coaching. So just define those lines, because, like I said, a lot of us have that counseling background, and you have to be careful because you don't want to get sued. I know you can lose your license as a counselor. You could be sued as a coach, too. That's why you need to define what type of coach you are, exactly what you do. It's called tort negligence, when you overpromise and underdeliver as a professional, specifically coaching, where you're telling them, I can help you do this, I can help you do this. And if they don't get those results, or they feel like they didn't get those results, then they can take it to court. There are some active cases out against coaches who do that too. So get real like clear, and then be able to define that clarity to your clients. I'm trying to find more questions because I feel like you're still talking to me, but Facebook is so weird. I think it's because I'm on the Leaders Network side. So they send us a different version of Facebook, which messes me up when we go back to like real life. And my stuff be bugging, like literally bugging. So I have to tell them, y'all, this ain't working for me no more. So let's see. You said, I think you have helped me a lot. I am going to have to figure out how to take this class. Well, what do you need? What do you mean? What does that mean, figuring it out? Is it money? If so, we are doing that $5.99 deal still. Somebody emailed me before I went live. She's like, I get paid next week. Will it still be available? So for the month, I'm sorry, I'm not laughing. Y'all are just hilarious. But for Women's History Month, and in honor of We Black All the Time, so we still celebrate Black History Month. And then my 10-year life coaching certification anniversary is coming up next month. April is my month. Y'all get to hear my story next month. But I'm offering my class. It's usually a $3,000 class. You get it for only $599. And majority of us, I'm going to put it on y'all, majority of y'all got $5.99 on a credit card. You got it in your bank account. You got it and you're planning on using it for someone else. This is limited time. I'm not going to say when it's no longer be available for $5.99. I'm not giving anybody an excuse or a way out. It's only $599 to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman, Christian certified life coach today. Okay. That's all I can put out there right now. So yes, that is that. We also are doing the version of it where you can do it for $199 a month on a form of a payment plan, but it's definitely going to be more than the $5.99 in the end. The $199 is the 12-month payment plan, because it's, again, regular price $3,000. So I'm just listening to God as He is leading me to bless those of you who want to come train with us, because I've been out getting grants. We got over $30,000 in grant funded opportunities. I just got off of a grant interview as a prize winner. An organization is sowing $1,500 into the lives of those ladies who do want to come on and get certified, and making that so it helps me to cut the cost like this for you guys. And so I'm also going to be sharing some of my secret grant winning tips through a book that I wrote, and we got some courses that I've done. So I've been busy, y'all. Today, like I said, I just got cute and wanted to still get on camera. I was going to go take a nap, but I was like, when I wake up, my makeup going to be off and stuff. I need to go and get on camera while I'm cute, because that's what I be saying. I'm going to do, y'all know how it is. I'm going to do a video when I get my hair done, when I get my makeup, you know. So that's why I'm here. So I get it, girl. I get it. Make a way, period. Tell God this is what you want, and you be surprised, honey. The doors, He opens. So, hey, millionaire, whisper money, Celestine Townsend, how are you? So we're just on here Q&A with Dr. AJ. So Celestine, what question you got? Ask me a question. We always clowning. I ain't gonna be serious. I ain't gonna promise that, but ask a question if you have one. Look at you. See, you already cutting up. It's just Q&A with Dr. AJ. And yeah, you can just ask me anything. Let me make sure my email went out too, because some of our group members are on our email list. I hope y'all are too. Yeah, it went out. But yeah, I just sent it out letting you guys know I will be live for a few momentos. I'm trying to like fight sleep. I need to go get on the treadmill or walk outside. But if I leave my house, I will spend money. I can spend it in here, but I'm trying to be like disciplined and stuff. And then my coach, one of them that's here in Atlanta, he's actually down the street. We're like probably like 20 minutes from each other. He's hosting an event online tonight at 7. He's a speaker coach and a marketing coach. And he is my like lifeline, Jesus, to hanging in there because it gets exhausting. So I'm hanging in there for him for his event because he always wants me to come speak and share some things as his six-figure success story. So I looked at our numbers recently. We have hit over $200,000 since I've been doing this life coaching thing. So, you know, when I started out training, my coach was running a special as well to get us in the door. And I had a friend of mine pay my way, and I paid her back. So I know what it's like to find a way to make it happen. So yeah, y'all got any other questions? I'm trying to think, what do I need to say? I just took a B12. That usually gives me a shot of energy, but I also have to combine it with caffeine. I had a cup of coffee earlier. This is just normally my nap time, and my body is slowly trying to learn, you know. But I'm scared if I go to sleep, I'm going to miss his training. So I'm trying to stay awake. It's hard, though. Like, and the sun is shining on my bed. You know how, like, if you lay in the sun, that's, like, the best nap, like a cat nap? Girl, yeah, I'm fighting, y'all. Pray now, pray. Yes, God is good, girl. He will do it. Won't he will? Let me see. Oh, maybe. Okay, I can mute this, and then maybe it'll show me your rolling comments. Nope, because now I can't see them at all. Okay, let me go back. Any other questions? I know, right? I'm over here being tempted with a nap. Don't tempt me with a good time. So that's why I came on live. Like, well, let me make good use of my time and my energy. But yeah, that's why I'm here. Any other questions about becoming a coach? What we've been up to, being one of our coaches? Maybe you're already a coach and you're trying to figure out something else. Let me paste this on my page as well. I always forget to like be in multiple places. I would think by now technology would have married each other and you can like just go live on one platform and then it'll show up on all of them. But apparently that ain't how it works. So I'm going to hang out just for a few more minutes as I continue to fight sleep. If you have more questions, feel free to put it in there. I'll hang out for just a few more minutes. I gotta put the link. See? Sleeping. How they gonna know where to go if you don't put the link? There we go. So I started this live here in our group just in case y'all were... Oh, look at Janelle. Come on in, I think. Let's see. She may have come from the email, so let's let her in. I meant to click on her name. Okay, Janelle Pulley. There we go. I see a question. Facebook ain't let me see it on my phone, so let me go back to our video. How do I get back there? Hold on, I'm coming. Give me a minute. I'm trying to navigate the system and fight a nap. I don't see it now. I saw something. How do you, hold on, y'all. This is so weird. How do you keep disappearing? Oh, this is so weird. Type it again. I missed it. I saw a how do you, and it will not show me the question again. Let me try to refresh over here. I wonder, is it easier to go live from my laptop on Facebook? But then it's so much to like, click on and navigate through. Oh, I see it. How do you market yourself as a coach, or is that covered in the class? Marketing is definitely covered in the class. I share 20 ways that I did it starting out, and then I share another, I think we did a series of 50 ways with all of our new coaches for things that you could do. So doing things like this is the number one way, you know, getting on live. You got something to say, go say it as a coach. Fresh out of certification, I did my first YouTube video where I literally sat and voice recorded what I wanted to say, and I put in a wireless Bluetooth, like a AirPod, and I turned to the side, and then I was talking to the camera. You can't tell something in this ear, but I was talking to me, telling me what to say, so I didn't have to memorize anything. I didn't want it to look or sound like I was reading, but it was literally me looking at my notes from my life coach certification training, talking about the benefits of having a coach, and I recorded my first two YouTube videos like that, and they just popped up on my YouTube channel, and it was so funny to see me like in the basement of my house in the corner, you know, trying to get the right light because the light was coming from the window like now. But I had something to say, so I got on there and I said it. Hey, Janelle, thank you for making it. What question you got about becoming a coach? About what we got going on? Are you a coach already? Talk to me, and if Facebook feels like it, it'll show me your comments. I'm so glad you were able to make the live and get into the group on time. But yeah, that's the number one way, is a video. If it was not for Facebook, y'all wouldn't know who I was. Not unless you live here in Atlanta. Everybody in Atlanta know me. At the networking events and from speaking pre-COVID, you know, the world was much different as far as networking and going to events and all that good stuff pre-COVID. But since COVID, girl, I've been in the house. So I have to use platforms like this as like one of the main marketing tools. So that's what I do as a coach. And it just depends on your topic and where your people are. As you can see, our group here has about 800 people, but for some reason, everybody doesn't see this. So right now, you're the only one on here talking to me, asking me questions out of 800 people. To sit on the phone with me for an hour is over $600. So this opportunity to me is priceless, to get me one-on-one for free, and nobody else is seeing it. However, it's a form of marketing. And of course, people can come watch this later. Other than that, you know, you never know when you will get this opportunity again, other than coming to train, but you're still, you know, you're in amongst other coaches. And, you can't depend on just one thing to get the word out about what you do. So while it's a benefit on one aspect of it, it's also like, now what else? Like I said earlier, you know, I had to post it on my, I had to send an email. I had to come in here and go live with you guys on video. I had to post it on my Facebook page. And most people that are in the group that have told me they want to become coaches still won't see this video. So marketing is ongoing. That's why I'm fighting my sleep for my coach, because he's my marketing coach. And we've already talked for the day. We have a routine. Like, if I'm hosting my event, he'll call me and check in, and vice versa. So he's already called me earlier. But, you know, I still show up and support. And he does the same thing. And then we'll debrief his event from a marketing standpoint. So I'm still learning from him. Even though I've had a lot of success from the work that we've done together, I'm still learning new stuff, girl. I'm like, and he's old school. He's like, send him a letter in the mail, old school. So if you've ever got a letter in the mail from me, or a postcard or a gift, it was my coach. Like, that's what you got to do. She said, definitely priceless. I was just pondering this and you popped up on my phone. Facebook didn't show it at all. Oh, wow. Yeah, I figured... most people, you know, if you're like me, I just got off TikTok and they were boring. So I was like, either I'm going to take a nap, or I said, let me get up and get on Facebook Live. And so I was going to wait a little bit longer, but I have to go when the spirit moves me, like literally, because I feel like I'll lose it. You know how the Bible said, don't quench the Holy Spirit. So I got on up, got over to and did what God was telling me to do, which, you know, usually when I do that, it's because he has someone waiting. Like you, someone's going to see the replay, like whoever watches the replay. And then it usually leads them to saying yes to whatever God has been putting on their heart to do. So obedience is better than sacrifice, AKA a nap. And what I do is definitely paving the way for future generations. And I say that, so this is my form of practicing what I preach. You know, I'm encouraging myself right now. So you just along for the ride, okay? She said, I deeply thank you for being obedient. I have a lot to think about. It is a lot. And if you want, let me know. I can pair you with one of our certified coaches. They're really good with sitting with our future Black women Christian certified life coaches, and they get to coach you guys either for free or at a discounted price just to help you get clarity on what you want to do as a coach, because they've been through the process. So it's easy for them to ask you some really good questions that you may not have thought about. So if you need help in that area, let me know and I can tag a coach here in the group that would be happy to connect with you. Any other questions? I see a couple of y'all popping on. This is Q&A with Dr. AJ. You can ask me anything about becoming a certified life coach, about what we've been up to lately with securing grants, and I got a new grant book coming out very soon. I've been playing around with ChatGPT, which is a lot of fun, and just watching how technology is changing even the life coaching industry and making sure, you know, we're doing our part to help make that possible, which means we can reach more of you guys to deliver what you need, because we are technically, we're a they call us edutech. So we have a technology component to the educational piece of teaching life coaching to Black Christian women. And so my company represents, like, we were selected among 100 women from around the world, representing 42 countries. And so we represent the United States for Black Christian women, getting you guys certified. We've been invited recently to certify some people in South Africa. I thought that was super cool. And today we just did an interview about receiving a grant, and we were selected out of 300. So there is work to be done and a reason to show up. So if you have questions, you know, along that line of what we've been doing, that's what God has been up to. And it's some great things coming. That's why I wanted to hold the space for those of you who are really close to being aligned with the Holy Spirit, you know, because it's a lot of information out there. It's a lot of opinions out there. It's a lot of advice out there, but it's not a lot of coaching out there, because a lot of people don't know how to coach. And with my knowledge coming directly from the founder of the life coaching industry, Thomas J. Leonard, he passed away in the early 2000s, 47-year-old, good-looking white man. And he put us as trainers on the right path to what the future of coaching should look like. And so my job is to hold the space for those of you who are coming, who have put it out there saying, Lord, I want to do this. You hear my heart, because God tells us to put it before the Lord in prayer, in thanksgiving, act like it's yours, call those things. They tell us to, the Bible says, delight ourselves in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Like, yeah, don't make me go to scripture. I'm sleepy. So I might be misquoting it. I might throw some gangster rap in there with it. But you know what I'm talking about, right? Right? Okay, cool. Yeah, girl, God is good. God is real good. Oh, good. What's your aha moment or your takeaway, friends? Why you say you have opened my eyes to some things today. I'm going to not touch the computer right now because Facebook is, like, actually letting me see your comments. So talk to me real quick, girl, while they popping up. But what has your eyes been open to? But it's one of those things, the aha moments. And that's why I do what I do, because a lot of people don't know. That's also why I do grants for what we do, because a lot of people don't have the opportunity to sit with someone like me who is going to drill them with questions, actually care about their results and takeaways, and make sure that you get what God has for you. So a lot of us as entrepreneurs, we usually just go full force. We go out, we hustle, we make our money, and we keep doing that until we burn out or die, pretty much. But many of us don't sit with that vision God gave us to say, okay, Lord, what's next? What should I be doing right now? And he's like, get up and go live. Don't go to sleep. You know, so it's time to sit with that vision and get some clarity. You say, all of it, but in my counseling, coaching, I need fluidity. Oh, Lord, it's switching again. And less rigid boundaries. Yeah, you got to be clear and you got to be careful legalistically. That's my favorite word. There is a portion of our life coach training that I interviewed a set of lawyers and took notes. And then I recorded my conversation with a state I forgot his title, and I asked him on the recording what's his title, but he represents the state of Louisiana. And I was asking him specifically what type of insurance we need to have as coaches, what type of coverage, especially those of us like fresh out of life coach certification. I was literally going to my client's home. So I would get up, get cute, go to their house, sit with them, do the coaching session, and leave. It was a lot of fun because I had one really good client in the beginning. She would buy me flowers. She would give me books because she know I'm a book nerd. So being in their environment, you also have to be covered insurance-wise and in prayer because you never know what you're walking into, literally. But, yes, I interviewed to make sure that we're good as home-based businesses, as self-employed entrepreneurs, making sure we're good. Because if that line is not clear and you cross the wrong one, I feel like you have more responsibility to your counseling licensure board versus certification, because your certification can't be taken away. But your reputation, you know how long it takes to build and how quick it can be lost, right? Or tarnished, and you don't want that. You said, but I'm also a teacher, so I never have looked at the possibility of training others. Absolutely. But you also have to be legally set up the right way to do that as well. So that's how I came into the training industry. And I was invited to on the training team as the lead trainer for the same life coach certification company that trained me. And so their information was already like, I was literally just handed the same book that they trained me from. They're like, go train other people. But that was their information, their intellectual property. So when I launched for my own brand, I had to literally start from scratch. I didn't touch anything that I knew before. I went off my own experience, my own professionalism, my own stories, working with clients, working as a trainer, having coaches. And so that's what gave me my own intellectual property. And if I decide to use that to train others, which I do not, however, I can teach you how to create your own training. I can teach you how to have that certification piece, make sure you're good, make sure the other people are good. I just went through, I think it was last year, I worked with another lawyer and another content creator who charges $30,000. Now, they didn't charge me that because I already had all my stuff together. I was the example that they looked at and said, you do not need us. I was just making sure all my bases were covered. But it's a lot in a process that you have to have set up before you go out and train others, even if you're using your own material. Janelle says professional liability is very important. Yeah, and coverage, because you just never know. You know, you got people that will sue for anything. You got people that make careers out of bringing others down just because it's something to do. So if you sit with the vision God gave you, you write the vision, you make it plain, you meet with professionals, you set up the right way, you're covered legally, you're insured, then you good. You know, you get yourself set up good. Like one grant we just won. When I say they ask for everything they want, like your LLC papers, your EIN, your tax records, your what am I missing? You had to do some more tax forms, your business bank accounts, all the things that you need to set up. That's super basic, but a lot of people skip that process until they reach a certain level. And you really need to have that from the beginning. And so, you know, there are people who will check the receipts, as the kids say. You know, they like, which prove it. So, yeah. Janelle, do you have any questions for me? It's showing me your comments. So if you want me to see it real quick while Facebook is trying to cooperate, let me refresh. But if you have any specific questions, I'm happy to answer those. Are you a coach already, Janelle? Are you looking to be one? Let me know. And hopefully Facebook will show it. Francois, you have any other questions? 4:38. It is Thursday. And I'm so double checking my calendar in my head, making sure I ain't supposed to be nowhere else right now. I'm so bad about forgetting stuff. I think I need to leave and go to Starbucks or something. That's my excuse. Any other questions? Let me see. This was fun, y'all. Just a God-inspired moment. I was like, let me jump on. I ain't want to get on here and teach. Okay, I see you. You say, I have been following you since we met at the library. Okay, let me think. Bring back memories. Hold on. Following you since we met at a library in Roswell and purchased your book about Coach. Oh my gosh, girl. You were a part of the OG focus group. Girl, let me look at your picture bigger so I can remember what you had on. I do remember you. I still have that recording too. Hi, Janelle Pulley. How are you? Why are you just now joining the group? You, that was 2020. Hey, girl. That is awesome. So glad to know we're still connected. Now I gotta find the video again. Hold on. Yeah, so Alpharetta, that is where it all began. Down the street from my former coach's office, one of his business offices. You said, what type of support after the certification do you provide? So what I love about my course, girl, is it's the introduction to my world. I operate, I'm like a whole nother person off screen, meaning I have so much knowledge that I have already recorded that is ready to go for you once you get certified. So not only are you learning what you need to become certified, the skill of coaching, how to price it, how to find clients, how to get them to return, you're also connected to our Christian coaching community. We have a whole nother Facebook group of our certified coaches for accountability and support, and y'all get to practice with each other. You also, speaking of, I should totally have them on here. Thank you, girl. You're helping me remember where I'm, all the places that I am online, because I surely forget. So you have that. I have so many books, so many videos, so many continuing education opportunities after. I'm about to dive in. I did not know this, but because I have won so many grants in the last year and joined a lot of programs and created some partnerships under bigger organizations and with financial institutions, I'm considered what they call the financial media. So technically a part of my company, not only are we edutech, but it's also, I just forgot the word they call. They have a conference like FinCon, but they call us financial media, people who like speak on and train on and write books about financial literacy, basically, and grants are a form of financial literacy for Black business women. That's what I teach because I've done it. And so that's part of one of our continuing education series, because a lot of our coaches didn't know that they could get grants for being a Black woman in business. And so let me put this in here. Any other questions? Go ahead and put them out. Talk to y'all as long as y'all talking to me. But when we start staring at each other, like that TikTok song, he looked at me and I looked at, we ain't gonna do that. So, you name, but talk to me while I'm here. Nothing else on the calendar right now. I am sharing us with our Ladies of Legacy, which are our certified coaches. Which they're probably like, why you didn't tell us this an hour ago? I just remembered talking to Janelle. So, let's see if they jump on. If not, they can watch the replay. They'll probably come in and comment. Okay. Make sure to post it. Yes. There we go. Okay. Look at me. I'm doing it. Fighting a nap. Hold on. Let me get back to y'all's video. Oh, you laughing, girl. For real. Thank you. Yes, this is something that I wanted to do today. Francois says, no more questions. You have given me so much to consider and have blessed information and someone imparted into me enough for me to get busy. Get busy. It's time. Any other questions, Janelle? Been a part of my world since Roswell. That is so awesome. So yeah, Roswell was like the transition. That's where you met me. I had just wrapped up the partnership with training with my the company that certified me. I was like, if I go out on my own now, y'all coming? And y'all said yes. And several ladies that was in that room that day have trained with us. I think our very first coach that trained online 3 years ago came from that Roswell event. So, and I so hated that COVID was like shortly after that, because I would have done more events, because the library, they booked me for like 3 events back to back. And we only had time for like 2, but they were trying to fill up my whole calendar. And I was like, let's do like 1 at a time, please. because it was 17 libraries within the network. And I was like, Roswell, Alpharetta, y'all can't get all my time now, but I give it to you. So, yes, absolutely. Let me know. First of all, I said, I pray that God continues to bless you abundantly. Me too. In Jesus' name, amen. Touch and agree is done. You actually reached out to me a while ago. I'm known to do that from time to time. I'm not sure if there was through. Oh, and Halika, probably Kingdom Influencer. It's a lot of Kingdom Influencers here in the group that I didn't know. Y'all followed me to my group. I'm just clicking and letting people in. And you know, it's a lot of people that did that program last year. So I didn't know who was who. I was just clicking. And one of our coaches, Coach Andrea Stone, if you don't know her, you should. She is amazing. She's a pastor, woman of God. She came over. We also spoke at that event, what, last year or the year before? Together on Halika's stage. And Coach Andrea became one of our coaches, made $3,000 in her first 2 weeks as a new Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach. Now she's our literal case study, success story, testimonial, because that's the quickest someone has finished the program and went out, made money, and closed. She didn't close her door. She closed her books because she was overbooked. She learned exactly what she needed. She went and did it. And now she's in our documentary as having like the quickest turnaround for success. So it is so possible. So she more than made her investment back. And she's one of our poster children. So yes. I'm not sure who Dr. Elisa Horney is, but I feel like I need to look her up, but I have been intrigued since then. I like that because I was, the time that you guys met me, I was way more consistent with these videos. So I'm feeling like convicted. It's time to get back out and get back on camera and meet more of you who've been lurking and ain't saying nothing and been with me for all this time, okay? So it's time for y'all to come on, cross the burning sands, become one of our Christian certified life coaches, and join what we're calling the original 100. We're at number 89, and these were the first 89 coaches. So Janelle, when you met me, I had certified 111 coaches live here in Atlanta, and then that company closed its doors. And now with me bringing everything online under my own brand, I've certified 89 coaches. And we're calling that first 100 to come certify me online the original 100. So we're only 11 away from reaching number 100. I probably should have something special for number 100. But yeah, that's what we're doing. Francois said, I did. And your personality is contagious and inspiring. Thank you. That's what I am told. So I need to share more of her because I be in here cracking myself up. So I know I got some more light and joy to spread and share with y'all if you need a little bit. Any other questions? I'm enjoying this conversation with you guys. Thank y'all for engaging. Janelle, did you come over because you got the email? Say yes to make me feel good because I just sent it like spur of the moment. I was like, let me see. Because I had just told God I'm looking forward to when I just pop up and send an email or pop up and go live, the right people who need to hear me show up. And I feel like you proved that today, but I don't know. Did you come because you got an email? I feel like that's when you came and I was like, let you in and stuff. I cannot even, hold on, eyes. Focus, 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 focus. Fight it, fight it. It's fighting the nap. Oh, okay, this is an email from my coach. Any other questions, y'all? If not, I will give you back the rest of your day, and I'm going to go, like, eat something sweet or drink something caffeinated because I really don't want to go to sleep. I mean, I do, but I don't need to. And if I take a nap this late, hey, it's over. I might be back on here at 3 in the morning. I saw another question. Okay, yes, the money mail, Jeffrey Morgan. Thank you. His name, what is his name? Freddie the monkey. They have an actual costume there. So MailChimp is here in Atlanta and they used to pre-COVID host events here. Fabulous events. You get food and t-shirts and goodies and pictures. So that's how I know Freddie's name. I took a picture with Freddie the MailChimp monkey. So Freddie stay on his job, honey. He keep me, his little notification will pop up like you need to send an email back to your people because half of them didn't open it. So I'm like, all right, Freddie. So yes, the MailChimp money MailChimp is working. Thank you, girl. It made me feel good. Yay. I might do this again at some point. Let the Lord lead me. Any final questions? Janelle, did you get an aha, a takeaway, a moment of clarity, anything that, you know, you heard during our short time together today? It said the video post reached 29 people. What a 29. Y'all represent for everybody on today. Facebook is a little bit of everywhere. I see we got somebody new that joined us. If you have a question, put it in real quick. With this Ask AJ Anything, I have a lot of content that I could come on here and teach. But I've decided to put most of it in my program and or in a book. So you need to be one of our coaches to get access to what's up here when I have had a nap. Now, after a nap, y'all, it's over. I'm a whole new person. Second wind, who? I be on it. I be writing whole books and stuff. So, you know. I am excited about the opportunity. We'll definitely look at the time commitment. Yeah, so it's a 24-hour training. It is self-paced. You want me to tell you more really quick? Because let me think before I say that. Oh, so we have a new team member that is so good at the admin / visionary piece of what I do that it brings light to my thoughts. So if you want me to share the remix that I haven't even shared out yet, as far as what the program is about, I'm happy to do that for you. So just let me know. I can do that real quick. If I can find it. I'm trying to think of what it is, what I labeled it. Ooh, that heat kicking in, feeling good. Lord have mercy. That one's good too. I can give you the remix of it too, because I have several versions. Let's see. Hold on. I'm in between screens. Let me find y'all again. Okay. Did I miss a question? I don't think so. But yeah, the course is 24 hours. It is self-paced. And right now it's only $599. If you got the email today, that means you done got every other email I sent, hopefully. I met a lady not too long ago at an event here in Atlanta a couple weeks ago. And she showed me her emails. And she was like, wait a minute, let me show you this email. She showed me the whole list of emails she got from me. And I was like, well, at least you're getting them, you know. Open them up, read them, and do what they say. How about that? Let's start there. So, I have shared that the training is only $5.99. You can go to blacklifecoachcertification.com and it'll tell you all the details about what's in the program, how it works, meet about 50 different coaches on there who are sharing their experience. So that's half of the original 100. They on there sharing their videos and testimonials and what they do as certified coaches. I can't find what I'm looking for, so maybe that's God like, slow down. Oh, here it is. So our vision, I'm going to share it anyway. Y'all didn't ask. So let me tell you. Our vision is to empower Black women to become certified Christian life coaches through our online self-study training program. And we do that by providing them with their knowledge and the skills that they need to not only transform their lives, but to have a positive impact on their community. Sounds good, don't it? So here's our mission statement. So our mission, I'm so proud, y'all can tell, right? Just cheese it. Our mission is to provide a 24-hour or 6-module. So the 24 hours are broken down into 6 modules. And it's in the form of a virtual program. That's the EduTech part. And it enables Black women to receive coaching, become the coach, and view expert-level coaching. So you get to see coaching in action. That's what I like. Any questions? See that I forget anything. That's who we are. A little bit about the program. I'll be hosting some future trainings that'll go into detail as well, but everything that you need to know about coming to get certified with us is over at blacklifecoachcertification.com. Let me see if there are any other questions. Oh, you remember the socialpreneur, so you've absolutely been with me a while. Yes, girl. That is us. So we're now the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC. So we've combined, let's see, was it before? So I had a company called Journey Girl. I got a tattoo to say Journey Girl right there. It's my very first online company. I did other stuff before that. Then we transitioned to the Socialpreneurista. Then we transitioned to the Boss of Me. And now we're combining all that knowledge from being an entrepreneur, a black entrepreneur, and putting it into training black Christian women to become certified life coaches, but keeping that what it takes to, because what I teach you is the skill of coaching, and I give you a glimpse into what it's like to run your own coaching company. But as you can see, it takes a whole lot more to keep going, to have that longevity, to show up years later, still as a coach, not somebody who got certified one day and can't find a certificate today, you know? So, it takes a lot. A lot of accountability, a lot of coaching, a lot of investment in you. And so I combine all of that. That's what I learned under all those other brands that I created. And I thank God for that journey. It's been a long journey. So I'll have my 10-year anniversary as a certified life coach next month coming up. I've been in business officially since 2005. So how many years is that? It's almost 20 years. Almost. We close. So yeah, thank you for joining us. This was fun. And I look forward to doing something like this again soon. If anyone else has any questions, feel free to put them. We got like a couple minutes left. I'll give you guys, I'll do a quick refresh. And if you don't have any other questions, I will see y'all next time. So I really wish this was like a, y'all could talk to me like a Zoom or maybe even Clubhouse, which I'm looking to get back into, but we'll see. Clubhouse is a different platform altogether, so we shall see. Any final questions, thoughts, takeaways, comments, ahas, anything you want to share that you want to see me do as far as content coming up, let me know. And even if we're not live or if it's someone who's watching the replay and you want to add to the discussion, you can. I was about to say the concussion. The discussion. I'm sleepy. Any final thoughts? Are all hearts and minds clear, as they say in church? All hearts and minds clear. Let me see. Make sure I don't miss nobody. Francois says, thank you. I am extremely grateful. My pleasure. Thank you for showing up and engaging and asking questions and sharing your takeaways. And now, just like you said, you got some things to think about, get clarity on. I don't see any other questions, you guys. So I'm refreshing, making sure it's Facebook's fault and not mine if I miss anything. All right. So on that note, I don't want us to start doing this. My mom used to say, did you call to just hear me breathe? Sometimes I did, mama. Sometimes I did. I don't want to just sit here and breathe on y'all, though. So, until we meet again, my friends, remember, there's someone somewhere, and they are waiting on you to walk in your destiny so they can walk into theirs. Because it's when you let your own light shine, you give others permission to do the same. This is your extended invitation to come join us as a future Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach. Right now, it's only $599. The price will go up soon. You can find out all the details over at blacklifecoachcertification.com. If you got questions, you can always comment below, like y'all have been doing for this video. You can send me a message here on Facebook, or you can email me, aj@thebossof.me. And until we meet again, I will see you soon. God bless. Bye, future Black Life coaches.
Are you looking to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach? Check us out at www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our complimentary coaching community, where we have upcoming challenges, masterclasses, and boot camps for all of your Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coaching training needs.